end the day of the tour away, Sunday night, Flemming White's what?
Talking about, said that if it's in a pocket of a shirt pocket, person left it in their cabal, that's much worse. And I say anything, if a person left it in his jacket pocket is like a separate thing for the beggars, that's not a beggar, that's what we said last night. It's a topple to the boxers, it becomes a top. Sorry? Yeah, I still take it off. It's muksa, yeah, you should put it down if you can, as soon as you can. You shouldn't carry on as far as possible. If someone's carrying muksa in the middle of the street, for example, there's better a tail there, yeah, because it's awkward for a person to, what do you call it, to stop in the middle of the street. But if a person's in the house, it's a safe place, you should really drop the muksa as soon as possible. So you shouldn't take your jacket quite out, otherwise you shouldn't take your jacket and clothes back upstairs again. You should put it down as soon as you can inside the, what do you call it, inside the, where you are. That's what you should do. Drawers in a table also might have the same problem sometimes, yeah? You have to be careful of all these things that should be a muscle. Again, it's only talking about where someone put it down a kavana. If it wasn't there but kavana, then there's no problem of something being muksa. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Very interesting thing, actually, the man's about. What was the shayla? The topic today was cleaning breadcrumbs. Cleaning breadcrumbs off potatoes. Yeah, that was a shayla. I must say, let's start from the beginning of it. Very interesting halachos over here, which really is a bit of clarification. And that is, all foods which are fit for human consumption are not muksa. That's clear. Any food which is fit for human consumption is not muksa.
Are not muksa.
Any which is fit for human beings to eat is the maisa, not muksa. But after a person's eaten, and he's finished really more or less what's on his plate, so then one has to wonder about the food items that are remaining on his plate, are they muksa? Or the person goes, for example, to a shop shopper and people eat nuts there at the table. So a person, what do you call it, empties a eats, he cracks a nutshell and he puts the shells on a table. Now those nutshells are not royal for anyone. No one can eat them. There's nothing to eat. Are they muksa? Are they moksa, Moshi? Do you hear Moshi? Go to a shop shopper, nice talk about Moshi. You go to a shop, someone goes to a shop shopper, and what happens is, what do you call it? On the table are bits of shells and bits of different pips and everything like that. Is it moksa? Or, what?
A sweet wrapper.
Sweet wrapper, also a good shell, yeah, it's also a good shell. Yeah, sweet wrapper, it's got a use. What?
It's all.
Not even a grassy rain. One's got one peanut on the table, one shell on the table, but grassy rain. You know, a good example of a graf sharei is an example of a dead mouse. Now, it has to be something which is very, very unpleasant. A few shells scattered over the table, maybe you got a heter.
Maybe not, okay, but you got a few pistachios in the shells.
You got a few shells on the table, Moshe, that's called a graf sharei. Well, someone's got on his plate a few bones, Moshe, one bone falls down, for example, on the floor. I don't know if that's mum's called a graf sharei. Yeah, you have to know. You have to come to Grasheray to make it, to move it. So, Lamosha, let's talk about a simple case. Lamosha, let's say someone wants to peel an egg. So someone's come to the table and he wants to peel an egg at the table. So he's got two options. Either clean the egg and peel it at the table, put the shell on the table. If he does that, he might stop on the moksa. The best solution is, the person should peel the egg near the dustbin. He goes near the dustbin, he peels the egg, and that way, the mice, there's no problem. The egg, you like to hold the egg. When you peel it, the moxa goes straight in the dustbin. No problem whatsoever. That's the best thing to do. Who has pistachio nuts? All these things, nuts, and everything like that. The best way to do it is that a person peels it and he puts it straight in the dustbin as it is. That's glut.
And you're not thinking about grushery.
That's what they ask for, is a grushery. Grushery is only something that's very unpleasant. If someone's got a few shells on the table, I think that's called grushery.
You can't go to Jean Dolis, that's how you go to somebody's bin.
So we'll come to another 8 what you can do. There's another 8, interesting 8 what you can do. This is a chiddush, actually. I don't know how this works exactly. I trust it for the thing. A very interesting halacha, that if someone has the moshe chacham sofer says, what you should do is you take a plate, and you put, I don't know why, they say the loshon shemoyim, you put a piece of pas on the plate, and then you peel your shells, and you put your shells on that plate. Now, when you're moving the plate, with a piece of bread on there, which is much more choshuv, then the shells, and then that's mutter. We'll come to how that works a bit later. So that's an interesting way of doing it. That would be a solution of how to be able to peel things and leave the rubbish there.
Whereas?
Sorry?
Whereas, if it's just got...
But it's It's just on the tail by itself. No, it's much more than a good point. You could only move the turf from a coma in a case of the Issa. A hammer which is in a place is a case of the Issa, and you need that place where it's on, then you can pick the hammer out and put it away. That's the case of the Issa. You can move the turf from a coma. A nutshell is much more than a good. It's a very severe type of muscle. It's got no use whatsoever. It's useless. That you can't move, you can't pick it up. So either you have to come with a crush or which is very dodgy when you're coming onto just a few pieces of them around the table. It's very not posh, that. Or you have to do this eitzah of putting it onto a plate that's got a head to it. I said, lost the shulchan aruch and the chasam sofer is pass. I can't see why it's been done.
What are you going to do with that pass? You're throwing the bin.
Yeah, yes, you have to put it in the bin. So I said, what tiny piece? You need a small little bit of food. You only need a small amount of food. I always thought till today when I was playing the share, you were any food on. But the loss of the shulchan aruch looks like it's pus. I don't know why it's pus. I couldn't find anyone who speaks about skin. The chayyim, any food should be enough. Eh? What? So again, that's the same shah. That is a shulchan aruch case. The shulchan aruch case, don't matter. A person's got on his table a whole load of rubbish. First of all, a lot of the stuff on the table is royal achila. But my dorkas, which are pieces of bread, which are still 15, that's already all right. That's a shulchan aruch case, actually. Pieces of bread there, so you roll the whole tablecloth up. You've got in your tablecloth, you've got muksa items, plus the pass. You can roll the whole thing up and then put it in the dust. That you can do. That's the head of the shulchan aruch case. But we're talking about on a plate, also on a plate. People are on a plate as well, but also similar. So I'm saying, you have to talk about a very small amount. Cash is asking, I remember. What? A very small case over here. Interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chetz, Sichav Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch case, actually, this is all that locker over here, Zayin. So it says, Atzobah Shiru'im Neklovim, bones that are fit for dogs to eat, or Klippah Shiru'im Neach Behema, and peels that are fit for animals, or Pirurim She'ebehem Kazayis, and pieces of crumbs which have not got a Kazayis, Mutul Avinu Mal Shulchan. Why? Because the Mishnah explains all this is roi for behemoths. And if it is roi for behemoth, he's not Mokshah. Which, my friends, you have to ask yourself. So it's true that Shulchan Aruch says as well, even if you haven't got behemoths yourself, but in the area of behemoths, that's good enough. No, but once you've got a head to move it, then you can move it to the dustbin. If the food is roi for animals to eat in that area, the Mokshah dogs will eat bones, you don't need to have a dog in your house. As long as there are dogs in the area, that's good enough to be able to do it. But, interestingly enough, as my friend, this you have to hold on tight for, crumbs, the Mishnah Berurah says, are roi lachilas animals. Birds. People give it to birds. Mice and now we don't do anything with that. The shaila is now, the big shaila, is crumbs nowadays moksa? Are crumbs now, the little bits of crumbs on the table, are they moksa? What? So the thing is, I'm not saying it's interesting because the master nowadays there are people who do eat crumbs. Sometimes you've got a collection of crumbs on the table, so someone might eat them. It's possible. So it's an interesting thing. So the master, I was looking at Weiss has got a safe on the Shabbos, what was called, Alibi the Hilchata. He brings from a fault there, very interesting. He says that the Shulchan Aruch, which is Machmir, on little crumbs that they're not always to animals. It's talking about where you normally get into animals. So then, if you haven't got animals around, then it's moksa. In a case of where a person never gave it to animals, it's always fit for a human being to eat, then it's never moksa cookie. So these people who sweep up crumbs from washing with their hands, the mice are quite no problem. Understand, a person on the table's got crumbs, washer, for example, right? So let's say he takes a towel and he sweeps up the crumbs and he puts it into a tray or whatever and empties it out, but he uses his hand to sweep it up. If the pirurim, which according to Shulchan Aruch should be muksa, you can't do that. But we say in Chiddush that nowadays, since it's not a derech to give it to animals, it remains a machal odom. Since there are people at the table who would eat crumbs, a Chiddush, that remains a food, and it will stay a food even afterwards, even when you finish eating. And therefore, person can sleep out. Chiddush. What?
What about washing
my hands? Yeah, where's it? What about? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm doing this over here. Look for the prams over here. To anyone who's a fruit for animal being is no problem at all. By the way, Rabbi Isai, there's an interesting thing over here. I'll answer a question, Rabbi Isai. People make a mistake with this halacha. So what I said to you, food remains on the table, bones and bits of meat on the table, chicken bones and that, is not moksa. Yeah? Because it's raw for animals. What would you say to your Rabbi Isai? In your freezer, raw meat, is it moksa?
Yes.
It's raw for animals. I roy for dogs. You hear Rabbi Isai, Ruchai. Here, push the kasha. I said to you, if you've got on your table bits of chicken bones that I finished eating with, I'm not sure. So they say it's not moksa because you've got dogs in the area. So it's roy lachi, the keller, you've got moksa. So I'm up, what? It's not moksa. Bones are not moksa because it's roy lachi, the keller, yeah? I'm asking about say in your freezer you've got raw meat. Is that moksa?
Yeah, before Shabbos was moksa. Before Shabbos was
allowed. Oh, the terrorists are very posh for terrorists. Claire was saying that when a food item that you've eaten from and it's finished, it's not roy for you anymore. Then you say it's roy for keller. Any food is roy for a person to eat. You don't say it's roy for keller. The raw meat in your freezer that you've got, you don't want to give it to your dog.
You wouldn't give it to your dog because you don't.
First of all, most people wouldn't give it to a dog because it's roy for a person. It's not normal to give it to your dog. What? Sure, it's not good for that, yeah. Have you got some spare left over? Sorry, Moshi? What, Moshi? Your cat. Moshi wants to know about the cat now. He's right there, Moshi, with the cat. So people have got fish to wash from fish bones and things like that. So fish bones for her are not moksha, but again, they're roy for cats. So you've got your fish bones, Moshe, on your plate. The chur, that's not moksha. We've got cats in the area. The cats are, even though they're not going to eat from you, you're not intended to give it to them, it's not a problem with moksha. Because like Moshe says, you give it to your cat.
Well, you don't have a dog or cat.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to have a dog or cat.
Not because it's roy or someone else.
It's true, it's roy. You don't have shovels. As long as it's roy to use, you can use it, it's not moksha. As long as the food is roy, it's not moksha. Sorry?
It's pistachio shells in your parrot.
What?
You give pistachio shells to your parrot.
Why is it parrot?
No,
I don't. I'd be very surprised. Show them. Yeah.
What
the heck is
the
Rurim al-Moksa? Mate, Daisy? The Rurim al-Moksa, because they're normally only given to people don't eat them normally, that's the short roll times. They're given to animals. Nowadays, when you haven't got animals.
On the table. On the floor. On the table.
Purim,
which
are the two or four.
Good
Purim. Good Purim. Yeah. Slap pop because the Mishmur says a whole hetzer of the Mishmur names. That's what we said, we read that before. The Mishmur is out over here in the Shulchan Aruch of Zion. Pirurim she'ein ben kezayis, bits of bread which are not kezayis in the Mishmur. Hainusha, in they cut nusam stom and oim the ratla machot ahima. Because they're so small, they're not oim for a person that he looks like. And therefore, it's made for animals. So we said that the Chayil apostles speak out nowadays, and nowadays, well, you haven't got this special muksa, so we said a chiddush that nowadays the mitzvah changes because people eat these crumbs. I'm saying, so that's what we said, it changes. About the halacha is now that people eat these crumbs, they don't become muksa, even though it's not royal, for an animal. I said, this halacha changes. I said, Rafa brings the rent, he brings his animal, I forgot what it's called, it's from a vice thing, something Hilkasa, so he brings that, he asks Rafa, that nowadays the mitzvah is different to Shulchan Aruch. That about nowadays, the derech is to eat crumbs. But you have to know what that means. I mean, it could be derech to eat crumbs. I'm not sorry, he tried to derech to eat crumbs during a meal. But once you finish the meal, it's not derech anymore. So then, it's a bit more problematic. Even so, he says about it was all right. So
when they fall on the floor, and you won't eat them, no. Would the shalabuks have anything to sleep on? Or is it your come? What you're saying.
Okay, let's just come to that waste of matter. I don't know if you have to house, some of the houses, I've used mine actually, and you take like a little brush,
yeah.
And you brush up the what?
We've
got a
table.
Come on, table.
What about the floor?
In
the
shower, it's like
from motion. So, well, let's come to the point I lock it, or ask you, very point I lock it. There's a lock called tilt and pass up. Indirect movement, Rabbi Isai. Indirect movement of moksha is moksha. The classic case of indirect movement of moksha is The classic case is a person's got a candlestick tray in a bottle. He's got candlesticks on there, and he's got a double header on there. So you move the candlestick tray. It's indirectly you're moving a moxa. Now, Chazanish learns, interesting how he learns, that the ball is misyachis to the header. We look at it as though you're transferring, you're carrying over the header, you ignore the moxa. And that's why the Chazanish says, which is the halacha, that if you could do kneel, if you could shake off the moxa, you can't carry the whole thing. You have to do kneel. So we only look at it as carrying heter when you've got no other choice. The Mishnah Berurah is a special colour in Hilchos Shabbos that when you don't move moxa directly, it's muta. That is a classic case. Again, moxa, I've got a table, I want to move this table. And on this table, I've got candlesticks, and I've got, let's say, I've got cutlery. I can lift the table up and move it. Now, let's go a step further. Can I take a knife and sweep out my crumbs on the table? Is that also called tiltum and atzad? Sorry, was she? Let's say not crumbs. Okay, crumbs. Let's say bowls are something with a shell, pistachio nutshells. Can I sweep up with a knife pistachio nutshells?
Yes, you can.
Why, Moshi? Oh, so says the Taz. The Taz says that's also called tiltum and atzad. Now that's a very case actually. I mean, so what you're doing is you're taking knife and I'm sweeping up into a little container, I'm sweeping out all my nutshells. Like that, with a knife. It says a taz, that's what's called indirect moving, and that's also mutter. So the Chazanish goes, what do you mean? That's a direct action. Yeah. The knife is like an extension of your hand, it's like your hand moving, and it's like you're sweeping with your hands. The Chazanish says, you can't do that. The Mishnah Berurah passes that taz. Mishnah Berurah says that you can do that. So now, in your case over here, where you go on your floor, let's say, crumbs, and you take a broom and you sweep out the crumbs into a dustpan of water. It's all like this.
It could be the task.
You wouldn't be. Now, Mr. Pickett.
The task. I think that's on the table. It's 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 on the table. That's why the task is okay. Would the test set it on the floor?
Well, the test is not a chale. The test not going to the water. You can eat it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to drop it for the plazad. If you can eat it, it's not a moksha, my friend.
Yeah.
If the boy is that you can eat it, it's not a moxie, you don't have to come after a head, it's called tilkum atzad. The boy over here is before my son, which is mamish moxie. You've got shells, peeled shells, whatever. You've got, what's it called, the pistachio nuts shells. Those are mummy. I don't know if you can eat your parrot, he knows.
Tilkum atzad, I mean, how then do you sweep up the floor, not with a broom, or a soft broom covered
in Yeah.
Why is tilkum atzad? That is the way to clean it.
You can't call it indirectly. But the mice.
Or whatever.
Hoover cannot be used on Shabbos. Generally speaking, a hoover cannot be used on Shabbos. It's got two problems. First of all, you can't plug it in on Shabbos. And either it's plugged in and the machine's working, there's an issue of a small coach. Things that make a noise should not be used on Shabbos because people might think you're doing it. It's not right thing. But kids, let's just make a simple what we said. The marshal, the halacha is any food remains that are fit for animals to eat, even if you haven't got animals in the house, and even if you don't attempt to eat them animals, but the animals in the area who couldn't eat it, there is no problem with moving them. That's not moksha. In a case of where the food remains are not edible to eat. Let's talk about nutshells. I don't think any animal can do that. And from a Shulchan Aruch case, it's pirurim, it's talking about even crumbs. And we're saying crumbs are different nowadays because people do eat crumbs nowadays and therefore it doesn't become moksha. So let's talk about nutshells. Nutshells are a problem. So the way to sort this problem out either is you shove the nuts over the dustbin.
It's not convenient. Because
that you can't do. So, or the other answer is to have a plastic cup with a nut, with a plastic cup. You put a piece of food inside that cup. I said the Shulchan Aruch says you put a piece of bread there. And the Chassam says bread. I don't know why it's stuck with it. I've got to check this out. Once you put some food inside the cup, then when your shells go in, you're doing tiltum and atzad. Indirect movement with a heter issa inside the thing. And we look at it as you're moving the heter. And that's mutter to take that into the dustbin and pour the whole lot into the dustbin. And you're right, you're wasting a bit of the food there, that's true, but that's mutter for a All right, we'll I think about very nice.
Okay.